Twitter censors PJ Media for calling Rachel Levine a male. By Alam Bokhari on November 3, 2021. Conservative news and commentary site PJ Media reports that Twitter locked its account for calling Rachel Levine, the transgender assistant secretary for health, a male. PJ Media shared a screenshot of a message from Twitter informing them that it must delete a tweet referring to Levine as a male before regaining access to their account. Via PJ Media. We knew this would eventually happen. Twitter has locked PJ Media's account and is demanding that we delete a tweet that told the truth about Rachel Levine's gender. You remember Levine? He's Joe Biden's transgender assistant secretary for health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and, if you believe the Washington Post, the first ever female four-star admiral in the U.S. Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. PJM's Matt Margolis took issue with that claim in an article titled, Rachel Levine is not the first female four-star admiral. Because he's a male. He wrote. Even if you believe that gender is a social construct and subject to how one feels and not dependent on biology, sex chromosomes determine whether an individual is male or female. Rachel Levine is 100% male, right down to his DNA. He is not a female. He may have grown his hair out and changed his name to a woman's name, but that doesn't make him a female. Twitter has one of the strictest policies on so-called misgendering in Silicon Valley. In 2018, Twitter permanently banned Megan Murphy, a Canadian feminist who refused to deny that trans women are men. It later faced a lawsuit over this enforcement action, with Murphy accusing the platform of censoring basic facts. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election.